Arkansas real estate headlines. Commissioner Tommy Land's parcel search tool helps AR real estate pros. The Arkansas Commissioner of State Lands Office, led by Commissioner Tommy Land, offers an online parcel search tool at coesl.org. AR real estate professionals can use this official state resource to quickly look up parcel information for transactions, due diligence, and client research. Search parcels now, coesl.org/home/search. Arkansas real estate headlines, AR commission guide. What agents need to know about rates and structures. A complete guide breaks down average real estate commission rates in Arkansas, covering commission structures, negotiation tips, and alternatives to traditional models. Understanding local commission norms helps Arkansas agents price their services competitively and communicate value to clients in an evolving market. Review the full breakdown of AR commission structures and negotiation strategies at the link below. Arkansas real estate headlines. White County Tax Assessor Services now online for AR real estate pros. The website provides information about current elected tax assessor Gail Snyder and the property assessment services offered by White County. Accurate property assessments directly affect listing prices, buyer negotiations, and tax prorations for transactions in White County. Review current assessment data and elected official contact details at http://whitecounty.ar.gov/assessor before your next White County deal. Arkansas real estate headlines. New Arkansas Property Records tool centralizes deeds, liens, and owner data. PropertyChecker.com has launched an Arkansas-specific portal for searching property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, tax records, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in AR can now access comprehensive property due diligence data through a single search interface, streamlining transaction prep and client advisory work. Bookmark ht/arkansas.propertychecker.com/ for your next title search or buyer-seller research project. Arkansas real estate headlines. Arkansas Building Code. Statewide fire prevention rules apply to all areas. The Arkansas Building Code is adopted by the State Fire Marshal's Office as part of a 3-volume fire prevention code that applies statewide, including in rural and unincorporated areas. Real estate professionals need to understand that Arkansas properties everywhere fall under these uniform building and fire safety standards, affecting transactions, inspections, and development across all jurisdictions. Review the full code requirements at the Arkansas Department of Labor and Licensing website. Arkansas Real Estate Updates. AREC Updates Portal with quick links for AR licensees and consumers. The Arkansas Real Estate Commission homepage provides centralized access to license searches, applications, complaint filing, education resources, and 2026 renewal forms. AR real estate professionals can efficiently manage licensing, continuing education, and compliance requirements through a single AREC portal. Bookmark hdec.arkansas.gov/ for quick access to license renewal, CE tracking, and commission rules. And commission rules. Background and context, the HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, 4 documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent 2 annual budgets? The delinquency report? What percent of owners are behind? And any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10 to $50 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space. The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on 3 factors. Most spreadsheets undercount. 1, tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2, opportunity cost of the down payment. 3, the fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity. Intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption,